6:18 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, perhaps the most dangerous woman in America, Moms for Liberty, Robin Steenman. Yes, a Texan. I knew why I liked you. You're a Texan. Like my wife, she's a Texan as well. You're from Tyler, Texas. You went to the University of Texas. Were you in ROTC in Air Force?
I was, yes.
Well, here, let's get your mic on there. You were ROTC in the University of Texas.
Yes.
And you did that, and then you went and you spent 11 years as a pilot in
Correct.
The Air Force, left as a major. And so now you moved here 4 years ago, and you found that the Constitution needs some defending here as well as in the air. So tell us now your focus, Williamson Families PAC. That's a group that you've organized. It's a sort of an extension of Moms for Liberty, I guess, right?
Well, they're actually two separate, distinct organizations. But
tell me about them.
But Williamson Families grew out of the need that was identified by Moms for Liberty.
Got it. Makes sense. And you've had a lot of high-profile support for this.
Correct.
John Rich has helped with some fundraising.
He's been amazing.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, okay, so now you're focused on local elections. And the local election that you're focused on right now is today. If you haven't voted, if you live in Williamson County, today's the day to vote for 6 school board seats that are up. And there's a total of 24 county commission seats up in 12 districts, 2 for each. Let's start with the school board. What are your recommendations from Williamson Families PAC?
For school board for today, for Williamson County's primary Super Tuesday. And by the way, we're on track to exceed 2018 numbers in Williamson County.
In terms
County,
of turnout.
Yes. We
From early voting,
to,
you're on track, right?
We are. And I'm asking everybody in Williamson County and the surrounding counties to get out and vote today, because your most important vote right now is local. That's where we fix it, where it's closest to your life and your backyard.
So this is a primary race. Republicans you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the general election will be held, R versus D, in August.
Correct, August 4th.
Yeah, so not be confused that the August 4th election for federal candidates is a primary for the November general, but this is the local primary. So let's talk about the school board seats.
For the school board and for today, so primary is very important, because you have to pick the right R on the ballot. You have the right Republican, the one that's the true conservative. And we have invested over 1,500 hours to identify who the true conservatives are on the ballot. And for school board, we recommend for District 2, Dan Cash.
Dan Cash. Now, I live in District 2. I know Dan Cash.
Yep.
I wouldn't go for say he's a friend of mine, but I am friendly with Dan Cash.
He is,
and he's an incumbent. He's the one guy who's not a left-wing lunatic on the school board right now.
He's the one incumbent that has stood up for the kids on every single issue, not just the masks, but the curriculum too.
So that's an incumbent you're recommending in District 2.
In District 4, we're recommending Elliot Franklin.
Elliot Franklin was here in studio. Very impressive yesterday.
He is. He is an amazing guy. He's so well-studied, and he's got a heart for servant leadership. And he is running against a Pfizer lobbyist. So
that's District 4. And in District 6, who do you recommend?
District 6, that's an independent for us. So that election's not going to happen until August. But District 8 is Donna Clements.
In District 8, you're recommending Donna Clements. What is it about Donna that our audience should know?
She has a love. She's a 20-year resident of Williamson County, loves this county, but has an amazing background in education. So her passion is education, and she's so knowledgeable on all of the issues and just has, again, a heart for servant leadership.
How about District 10?
District 10, that's an August 4th election, but that will be Doc Holliday. And then moving on to District 12, that's another battleground district. That's Jamie Lima.
Jamie Lima. In District 12, why have you endorsed and recommended Jamie Lima in District 12?
Jamie Lima is a patriot dad who sees a need, and he stepped up to the call. And I first met Jamie when he offered us his business last June to present our Let's Talk Wit and Wisdom event to the community. He shut down operations for an entire morning.
Really?
He did. And then he was present in the room as we gave our presentation on wit and wisdom, and he was outraged. As a dad with a kindergartner headed into the schools, he couldn't believe what
he was
hearing.
And wit and wisdom is a left-wing woke curriculum that's been forced down and still is in effect, I guess.
Still is there,
in Winston County schools.
And
despite
so
the fact that you went through all this whole process outlined in the law passed last year, and Penny Schwinn, the Commissioner of Education, who was the adjudicator, apparently didn't recognize that and didn't take
it. Oh, she pushed it into the counties, 33 counties.
Yeah.
And so that's one of his primary things is he couldn't believe it. And he said, well, if somebody's got to do something. So he stepped up.
Let's talk about the 12 districts. We've got to go through them pretty quickly.
Okay.
Let's go through District 1. Who do you recommend?
Lisa
two,
Lennox.
Vote for two. Just one.
Just one for District 1.
Lisa
Lennox.
How about District 2?
Andy Moriarty.
Andy Moriarty, District 2 in for County Commission. Andy
Correct.
Moriarty. Okay.
District 3?
I live in District 2, and I've received all sorts of material from Andy, by the way.
Andy is a strong rock star conservative. I mean, he's just
District 3.
Incredible.
Who do you recommend?
Jeff Graves.
Jeff Graves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
District 4, Pete Stresser and Greg Lawrence.
Pete Stresser and Greg Lawrence. So you're recommending two.
In District 4, yeah,
and we do they elect.
Well, Williamson families, we only recommend who we consider to be the true rock star conservative.
Got it.
So if there's only one, and that's the one we'll endorse.
How about District 5?
Mary Smith.
Mary
wow.
Smith.
Mary Smith. I mean, I think it's Mary Smith alone that's over doubled the turnout in District 5.
Hard working.
She's on fire. Yep.
Yeah. How about District 6 in Williamson County Commission?
We don't have a county commission candidate in 6, but
how about
we've
7?
Got Christopher Richards in 7.
What do we know about Christopher Richards?
He is doing this again.
He's run before.
He's run before, but he loves his district, and he believes in what he's doing, and he believes he can help, so he's doing it again.
How about District 8?
Drew Torres and Barb Sturgeon.
So you've got two, Drew Torres and Barb Sturgeon.
And Barb Sturgeon is an incumbent.
Barb is an incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, good.
With Drew running alongside her.
Got it. What's next? Which district's next?
Next, we have District 10. That's Bradley Diaz.
District 10 is Bradley Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Did we cover District 9? Is that where?
We don't have any candidates in District 9.
No candidate in District 9. Okay.
But we encourage District 9ers to show up and vote anyway because there's still some countywide races.
What's the story on Bradley Diaz? Why are you recommending endorsing him?
Because he stepped up and answered the call. And he spent hours with us in vetting and let us get to know him, and we decided to endorse.
District 11, who do you have?
Wayne Garrett. Now, he is our one grandpa that's running. And let me tell you, if you've watched Wayne Garrett on the forum, the last candidate forum that was put on by the Republican Party, we have it posted on our social media, on our Instagram. Check out his closing remarks. They're 2 minutes long, and you will get to know the heart of Wayne Garrett. He's a grandpa who thought he was going to enjoy retirement with his grandkids, but he saw a need, and he stepped up in service, and we're so excited about him.
And District 12?
No county commission endorsements for 12.
None in 12. Okay, so you have a slate. It's not all 24. It sounds like you're maybe endorsing about 10 or so out of the 24. Yeah, about 10 to 12 recommendations. Now, with the county commission, we got about a minute left here, Robin Steeman, with Williams and Families PAC. Why is the county commission important as it relates to education?
They control the budget.
Mm.
And they do work in lockstep with the school board. So, you know, each district, you have your one school board member and you have two county commissioners. And if those people can be cooperating together, working together to make our schools better, then we think that's an amazing thing.
And the county commission seems to spend an awful lot of time approving bonds and debt to build schools, but they don't seem to be spending much time on the curriculum at all.
Well, it's not totally their wheelhouse.
It's not their wheelhouse, right.
But at the same time, they should be involved. They should be concerned because it's the kids in their district. But, you know, looking at the county commission, too, we can't help but notice that it's fastly approaching $1 billion in debt.
A lot of debt. All right. Robin Steeman with Williamson Families PAC, the most dangerous woman in Williamson County.
It's a badge of honor.
In the U.S. Air Force, retired. and a great American. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with more after this.